Chapter 55. What is the best way to handle the ups and downs in the market? How to avoid the number one mistake investors make? This is kind of a trick question. How will you possibly handle the ups in the market? Those stressful days, weeks, and months where you look at your accounts and they just keep going up, and all you can think of is the money that you're making. How are you going to handle this? Therapy? Of course, it's not the ups that are really the problem. It's the downs that cause the anxiety, the sleepless nights, and the fear. But I think you'll be a better investor if you approach both the ups and the downs similarly. It's about approaching the market and investing from a healthy perspective. The investors who celebrate the ups and the highs are the same ones who suffer the most when the market is down. It's like that friend you have who is nuts about your local sports team. They go crazy when they're winning. They're on top of the world and nothing could be better. And then they go nearly comatose and depressed when their team is losing. And then there are those people, you know who they are, who experience these highs and lows, not just during the season, but during each game. As an investor, this is a terrible existence. It'll give you an ulcer. This kind of emotional involvement is not sustainable. You will crack, and that's not pretty. So what does cracking look like? Well, it could involve lithium and white coats, but what cracking normally looks like is this. Think back to March of 2009. Our country was in the middle of a nasty recession. Markets plunged nearly 50% from their peaks. Unemployment was high. The banking and financial industries nearly collapsed. We were on the precipice. But we also had a government that was throwing nearly $1 trillion at the problem. We still had companies who were selling goods. We still had people who were working. Things were bad, but it wasn't the end times. Investors were discouraged, to say the least. They saw their portfolios drop by 25% or more. Instead of telling you what cracking looks like, let me tell you how it sounds. Get me out. That's the call many advisors received. Cracking is deciding that you just can't stomach any more losses, despite having a reasonable allocation and long-term investment horizon, and selling everything and just simply going to cash. Stop the bleeding is the phrase that comes to mind. But it's unfortunate. As an investor, you don't invest for a quick buck. You invest for years. And you have to go in thinking that there will be losses at some point. Let me repeat that. I tell my clients over and over again, you will lose money. Now, that's not a commercial slogan or tagline you're going to see. Invest with us. We guarantee you'll lose money. But it's true. As an investor, there will be periods of time when your account will go down. It's important to recognize this and to prepare mentally for it. This way, when it happens, and it will, it doesn't take you by surprise. But what's the problem with just selling and going to cash once in a while after the market drops? Remember, you can't effectively sell and then buy at the right times. This is called market timing, and it's how to become a millionaire. You start with a billion, and then you market time, and you're likely to end up with a million. It just doesn't work. The clients who said, "Get me out," in March 2009 got out at the low. From early March until now, the market has gone up over 100%. The takeaway? Know your risk tolerance and put together a portfolio that matches the amount of risk you want to take. Expect that you will lose money. Really anticipate that it's going to happen. Imagine checking your portfolio online and seeing nothing but red. It's going to happen. Trust me, it will. You need to inoculate yourself. Lastly, don't celebrate the ups and the highs. Take a more measured approach. The best approach is to think and truly believe that the market goes up and the market goes down. Over time, I expect that the value of my account will go up, but in the short term, anything can and will happen.